This is an RNIB talking book.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Ring of Bright Water by Gavin Maxwell.
Track 1.
Part 1. The Bay of the Alders. I sit in a pitch-pine-panelled kitchen living room with an otter asleep on its back among the cushions on the sofa, four paws in the air, and with the expression of tightly shut concentration that very small babies wear in sleep. On the stone slab beneath the chimney-piece are inscribed the words, "Non fatuum hoc persecutus ignem." It's no will-o'-the-wisp that I've followed here. Beyond the door is the sea, whose waves break on the beach no more than a stone's throw distant, and encircling mist-hung mountains. A little group of grey-lag geese sweep past the window and alight upon the small carpet of green turf. But for the soft, contented murmur of their voices and the sounds of the sea and the waterfall, there's utter silence. This place has been my home now for 10 years and more, and wherever the changes of my life may lead me in the future, it will remain my spiritual home until I die. A house to which one returns not with the certainty of welcoming fellow human beings, nor with the expectation of comfort and ease, but to a long familiarity in which every lichen-covered rock and rowan tree show known and reassuring faces. I hadn't thought that I should ever come...